Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Aeon Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S, Macarone, M-A-C-C-A-R-O-N-E. Nicholas Macarone is a 27-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7/19/22. Appeared on that occasion, he was lifting boxes from a pallet to a truck. Appeared he does not know their weight. Appeared as a result, he believes he injured his lower back, causing pain in his legs also. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of L4-5 disc bulge with L5-S1 disc desiccation, period. He did not undergo any surgery and completed his course of active treatment in September 2022. Period. He had physical therapy at Concentra for 2 weeks. Period. New paragraph. I am in receipt of limited records in this matter. Period. These include an amended claim petition alleging he sustained a lifting injury causing low back injury on 7/19/22. Period. We were also able to obtain copy of a report from a lumbar MRI dated 8/24/22, period. The history given was right-sided low back pain. Period. There was an L4-5 disc bulge abutting the thecal sac with no central canal or neuroforaminal stenosis. Period. At L5-S1, there was disc desiccation and mild loss of disc space height. Period. Annular fissure and disc bulge abutting the thecal sac were present. Period. There was no central canal or neural foraminal stenosis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed psoriatic skin lesions on the right shin, but skin was otherwise normal in color, trigger, and temperature. The rest is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed psoriatic skin lesions throughout the entire back. Appeared to be normal lordotic curve and no apparent scars. Pretty sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to only 55 degrees. Appeared extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Appeared the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 7/19/22, Nicholas Macarone reportedly was injured at work. Appeared he currently asserts he injured his back lifting boxes of unknown weight. Period. His amended claim petition references a low back injury, but not an injury to the left ankle. Period. I have been informed that the respondent accepted compensability for the left ankle injury, but denied any compensability for the back. Period. I am further informed he treated with Concentra for his left ankle. Period. He lost no time from work as a result of this incident and never reported a low back injury. Period. New paragraph. He did undergo a lumbar MRI that showed no substantive clinical abnormalities, period. And actually, instead of 27, he's a 23-year-old male, starting from the top. His current clinical examination is also benign, period. He did not offer complaints specifically localized to his ankle. Period. He rarely gets numbness and tingling in his right leg, triggered by lifting even light weights. Period. He does use marijuana every day, presumably for, purportedly for pain. Period. He has a history of neuroblastoma leading to surgery in 2009. Period. He says relative to therapy, he got better until he did heavy lifting towards the end of this course of treatment. But at that juncture, his symptoms returned. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the low back or left ankle slash foot. Period. And that is the end.